So you've learned a lot about hypnosis already and the different functions that the mind has involved in it. Now, you're probably overloading a little bit, and that's because your conscious mind hasn't been designed to gather all these facts and remember them. Believe it or not, the conscious mind can only handle 7 plus or minus 2 bits of information at a time. So that means that if you have more than, say, 9 things to remember at one time, the conscious mind overloads, your short-term memory can't handle that. But your unconscious mind, on the other hand, remembers everything you've ever seen, heard, felt, or done. Your unconscious mind has a vast storehouse of information. So that just thinking about an old friend, an old address, a telephone number, that information just comes to your mind. Now consciously, you don't really understand how that happens, because you don't need to know what goes on inside the mind in order for you to be able to use it. You see, the conscious mind is there to make decisions, to decide, this is what I want to do in life. The unconscious mind then takes that decision and runs with it, makes it happen. I mean, how many times have you noticed that you wanted something but forgot about it, and somehow, as time changed, you changed with it, and that thing became more and more real? And who was doing all the things along the way, making all those choices whilst you weren't paying attention? Your unconscious mind is always there for you. So whilst you're thinking in a very logical sort of way, when you're thinking consciously, you know, you decide, first step is to do this, second step is to do that, third step is to do this. It's funny how life never has quite a way of working out quite as logically as you wanted it to. So that by the time you actually get to the end of a project, have you ever noticed how many little indirect routes you take along the way? And that's because your unconscious mind knows that there are many different things that you have to take into account in order to achieve a certain process. And sometimes you have to take a detour in the short term in order for something to work out in the long term. And your unconscious mind understands this bigger picture because it thinks in a more holistic, cybernetic kind of way. And it's interesting to realize that the conscious mind sits there and thinks that it's awake and it's doing all these things actively, whilst in the background, the unconscious mind works ceaselessly. You're so creative at the unconscious level because your unconscious mind never ceases to create and learn and discover new things. At nights when you sleep, you have dreams, and every dream you have is a brand new dream. You never thought of it before. I mean, think about it. How many people sit there and actually consciously choose what to dream about? Sit there and design the plot, the characters, all the weird things that are going to happen to them. It doesn't happen in the normal waking state, does it? Your dreams just happen by themselves. They're automatic, just as the content is automatic. And you can be relaxed and sleep peacefully at night and know, really know, that your unconscious mind keeps you safely protected, so that as you dream through the night, you're resolving conflicts from the day. You're learning new things. You're making plans, visions of the future, dreaming dreams that in the daytime become more real. And isn't it good to know that you have an unconscious mind that has stored all your experiences, all your wisdom, all your understandings that you can rely on, so that as the days and the weeks and the months go by, you grow as a person, and all all the things you wanted to achieve just become naturally a part of the things you have in life. But it's also good to realize that you have a conscious mind, because the conscious mind is there so that you can actually appreciate things. I mean, think about it. If you're completely unconscious all of your life, then you really wouldn't be able to smell the roses. There'd be no one there to appreciate the beauty of life. No one would be there to actually enjoy the fact that you achieved the goals that your unconscious mind achieved. So whilst it's all well and good to have an unconscious mind, it's important to realize your conscious mind is there to choose the direction that you go in life. It has to be aware enough that when you spot an opportunity, you actually take advantage of it. And that's the beauty of the unconscious mind. The conscious mind is there to actually see things happening and then decide this is what we're going to do with things, so that the unconscious mind can get on with doing them when you choose and decide to do that. Now, as you think about that, you can feel tremendously excited, refreshed, and, I don't know, excited about the future, because your conscious mind has all these different abilities, these potential things lying in front of it, and all you have to do is just reach out and grab it, and then expect that your unconscious mind will deliver, because if you expect that, wonderful things will happen to you.